圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages, please.
第一处在以赛亚书。
First is in the book of Isaiah.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
第一节到第五节。
Verse 1 to 5.
都翻到了啊，我来念。
After you've all found it, allow me to read them to you.
我要为我所亲爱的唱歌，是我所爱者的歌。论到他葡萄园的事，我所亲爱的有葡萄园在为肥美的山岗上，他抛挖园中，捡取石头，栽种上等的葡萄树。在园中盖了一座楼，有凿土压酒池，指望结好葡萄，凡结了野的葡萄。第三节。
Verse 3.
耶路撒冷的居民和犹大人啊，请你们现今在我与我的葡萄园中断定是非。我为我葡萄园所做之外，还有什么可做的呢？我指望结好葡萄，怎样到结了野葡萄呢？现在我告诉你们，我要向我葡萄园怎么行，我必撤去篱笆，使它被吞灭，撤回墙翼，使它被剪大。我想这个葡萄园一面是指着以色列他的地上的选民，我想也是预表着今天新约的那个教会。
This vineyard on the one hand prefigures the elect on the earth of God. On the other hand, it also points to us at the church in the New Testament time.
我们来读新约的哥罗西书。
Now we will read New Testament, the Epistle of Colossians,
第一章
Chapter 1.
请你念吧，要用英文好了。我们念哥罗西书，第一章，我们从十七节开始，我们念到第十九节。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 17. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead.That in all things he may have the preeminence, for it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell.
他是原始，是从死里首先复生的。
He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead.
使他可以在万事上居首位。
That in all things he may have the preeminence.
好，我们最后看启示录。
Lastly, we will read Revelation
16章
Chapter 16.
启示录第十六章
Revelation 16.
十七节
Verse
17. 第七位天使把碗倒在空中。就有大声音从殿中的宝座上出来，说：“成了。”十八节。
Verse 18。
又有闪电、声音、雷轰、大的地震，直从天上有地上有人以来，没有这样大、这样厉害的地震。是从地上有人以来，没有这样大、这样厉害的地震。那大臣立为三段，立国的臣也都倒塌了，立国的臣也都倒塌了，不得了的大地震。我想最少十二级，我想地震最高好像是十二级吧。
In verse 19, here we read that the great city was split into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. It's a tremendously great earthquake. I suppose it would have the magnitude of 12. This should be the highest level.
立国的城也都倒塌了，神也想起巴比伦大城了，要把那城自己力努的酒杯递给他，各海岛都逃避了。
Verse 20.
中山也不见了，你看看，海岛都逃避了，山也看不见了。
Think of this, even every island and every mountain fled away and could not be found anymore.
我相信不但是大地的地震，还有tsunami大的海啸。
I believe it contains not only this mighty and great earthquake, but also the ensuing tsunami.
我想世界的很多的那些核子电厂都要泄出哪一个 核子来。
And even all the nuclear power plants in the whole world will release all the radioactive material.
21节.
Verse 21.
又有大的报纸 Hailstone 大的报纸冰雹从天落在人的身上每一个约重一塔里的一塔里的就是九十斤一个大的冰雹就有九十斤。
Each hailstone weighed one talent, which is about 100 pounds, 19 kilograms.
为这报纸的灾极大，人就亵渎神，人没有悔改，不但不悔改，人还要亵渎这位真的神。
Men to the end never repented. Not only did they not repent, but also they blasphemed this God. Your head bow, please. Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，你是慈爱的主，也是荣耀的神。
Father, you are the loving Lord and the glorious God.
万王之王，万主之主。
The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
你是治理全地的大君王。
You're the great king who reigns all over the world.
你是万邦万国的主宰。
You are the ruler of the all nations and peoples.
至高者在人的国中掌权。
The Most High reigns in the midst of the man.
主啊，你也是我们拯救的磐石，是我们的救赎主。
Father, you're also the rock of our salvation, our Redeemer.
你是我们的王。
You are our King.
我们当来敬拜你，当来赞美你，当来称颂你，当来高举你，当来传扬你。
We should come to worship, praise, and highly exalt you and proclaim you.
今天早晨，清晨的早晨，愿我们的主在我们的中间。
In this early morning, Lord, may you be in our midst.
愿你的荣耀在这里彰显。
May your glory be manifested here.
愿你的作为向你的众百姓显明。
May you make known your deeds to all your people.
愿我们主耶稣的神荣耀的父将智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
May the God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, grant to us this spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我们真知道你。
So that we would truly know you.
知道你的恩召有何等大的指望。
To know what is the great hope of your calling.
把你的仆人侍女都交在你的手中。
We commit your servant and your maidservant into your hand.
把在座的每一位交在你的手中。
And every single one here into your hand.
感谢主，你给我们的是一个刚强的灵。仁爱的灵，谨守的灵。
Lord, we thank you. You have given us this spirit of strength and love and sober mind.
愿你仆人的灵能够刚强。
May your servant's spirit be strengthened.
让我们的灵能够活泼。
So our spirit will be lively.
让我们的灵能够新鲜。
So our spirit will be fresh.
让我们的灵能够谨守约束自己。
And we will have this sober mind, spirit, and to be alert.
以至于你的仆人能够防胆。
So that your servant will be bold.
能够有口才开口来讲述你的话。
And with this eloquence to open his mouth to speak your word.
主，我们一起等候你，仰望你。
Oh Lord, we wait together and look unto you.
我们都侍立在你宝座的周围。
We all stand still before, around your throne.
愿我们的主与我们同在。
May our Lord be with us.
这样祷告仰望等候真耶稣基督的名。
We ask, we hope, and we look unto your name, unto you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我想我今天还是同弟兄姊妹交通。上一次我同你们交通的题目 The coming one 要来的哪一位
Today we will continue to fellowship on the same theme as I did last time The coming one
我想我们今天打开报纸打开 TV 你所看见的新闻所听见的新闻你就看见这个世界的动乱
Today as you open the newspaper turn on the TV then you can see all the turbulence in the whole world
弟兄姊妹，我记得上一次二月份，我给你们讲到最后，我就用了《世界日报》的那原单那一个标题，那就是全球在迎新年，希望满人间。
The whole world embraces the new year, and the hope is amidst man. This is the title.Last, at the very end of my last sharing that I told you about the headline in the World Journal.
希望满人间。
The whole world is full of hope.
我东地有这么一交通道除了这位要来的。
And I share with you, brothers and sisters, except this very one who is coming.
这位弥赛亚第二次的再来这个世界没有任何一点点的。
The second coming of the Messiah, except from him, there is none whatsoever hope in this world.
整个全球会越来越乱，越来越动荡。
The whole world will only become more chaotic and more turbulent as the days go.
越来越黑暗。
And
越来越败坏，罪恶越来越多。
Dark, corrupt, filled with sins.
我们今天打开报纸看看 TV 是不是这个光景
Isn't it so when we open the newspapers and when we watch the TV
除了这位再来的以外人类没有一点点的希望
Apart from this one who is coming man simply does not have any hope
这圣经告诉我们的
And this is what the Bible teaches
不可能一转就倒过来不可能慢慢会好起来不可能
It's impossible to turn the tide. Nothing will become better.
绝对不可能。
Absolutely
not. 就像一个小孩从滑滑梯上滑下来，越滑越快，你是不是能够让他倒转着再滑上去？没有这个可能的。
It's just like a child when he slides down the slide, and his speed would become faster and faster. Is it possible?For you to reverse the whole slide and make him going up, it's impossible.
就像你拿一堆的白粉 powder, 拿一堆黑的粉，把它混起来变成灰的粉，对不对？
Or it's like a pile of white powder and a pile of black powder. When you mix them together, you get this gray color powder.
就成了一个灰色的粉。
And this is a gray color.
你是不是可能把这个白的粉再从这个混杂的灰的粉里面把它分出来，成为白的粉？不可能的。
Now, is it possible to separate this white powder out of this gray powder again and then to make it white? No, it's not possible.
所以这整个世界全球也是一样的。
So likewise, this is how it's going to be with the whole world, the whole earth.
只有一个希望，弥赛亚基督第二次再来。
And there is only one hope, that is the second coming of our Lord, the Messiah, Jesus Christ.
他什么时候来？
When will he come?
没有人知道。
Nobody knows it.
哪一天，哪一个 hour?没有人知道。
In what day and what hour, nobody knows it.
我们唯一知道的，第七位天使吹号。
The only thing we know is when the seventh angel sounds his trumpet.
最后一次号筒吹响的时候，我们的主就要从天降临，驾着云降临。
At the sounding of the last seventh trumpet, our Lord will come with the cloud.
启示录第一章我们上次念过第七节，看哪、啊、他降云降临，众目都要看见他，连刺他的人也要看见他，地上的万族都要因他哀哭。这话是真实的，阿们。
Revelation 1:7, which we read last time already, Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, evenThey who pierced him and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, Amen.
第七会天使听号的时候
At the time when the seventh angel sounds his trumpet.
我们知道主再来的时间前后要发生四件大事
We know around the time that the Lord returns,there will be happening four great matters.
我想第一件事就是审判
The first thing is judgment.
审判
Judgment
我们都知道若是没有审判万有就不可能复兴
We know that without the judgment none of the things of the world will be revivaled
我们知道使徒行传第三章这是彼得第二次的布道会
And in Acts chapter 3 at the time when Peter preached the second time the gospel
彼得到最后怎么结束的？他们你们要悔改归正。
How did Peter end his preaching? He said, "Repent and be converted."
是你们的罪孽能够涂抹。
So that your sins will be blotted out.
这样安舒的日子就从主的前面来到。
That the times of refreshing will come from the presence of the Lord.
这就是照着神在创世以前已经预定为你们预备的那一位基督耶稣。他要降临。
This Jesus Christ who was appointed for you before the world began, Jesus Christ, he will come.
天要留他，只等到万有复兴的时候。
But the heaven will receive him for the time being until the restoration of all things.
这就是照着神在万世纪前藉着众先知所说的话。
According to the word which God has spoken,by the mouth of all his prophets before the foundation of the world.
所以主来的以前一定有一个大的审判。
Therefore, before the Lord returns the second time, there will be a great judgment.
审判是带来复兴，没有审判就没有复兴。
And this judgment ushers in restoration. Without judgment, without restoration.
所有这些罪恶、这些罪孽、罪过都要除掉，都要赎尽，都要止住。
All the sin, transgression, and iniquity will be wiped out, will be made an end, and will be atoned for.
所有的悖逆，所有的背叛的那些因素，消极的因素，都要除去。
All the rebellion, all the negative elements of the world will be destroyed.
撒旦要丢在无底坑里。
Satan will be thrown into the bottomless pit.
的基督假先知要丢在火湖里面。
And the Antichrist and the false prophets will be thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone.
所有不认识神、不接受主耶稣、不顺服主耶稣福音的人，他们要灭亡。
Who does not obey Jesus Christ, does not obey the gospel, will perish.
弟兄姊妹，审判是必须的，正如在以理书第九章讲到七十个节。
Brothers and sisters, this judgment is necessary, just as Daniel 9:24 says.
在那里讲得非常的清楚，为着你们的圣名和你们的圣城，已经定了七十个期。
70 weeks are determined for your people and your holy city.
要止住、除去赎罪、罪孽、罪过、过犯。
To stop the sin, to stop the transgression, to make an end of sin, and to atone for your iniquity.
弟兄姊妹，我们刚刚看见读的那个十六章，那一个审判，神的那个愤怒，羔羊的那个愤怒，不但是羔羊的愤怒，还有神的震怒。
Brothers and sisters, chapter 6, the revelation we just read, that it speaks of the wrath of God, the wrath of the Lamb, that great judgment.
不管满盈了，我上次讲。
And as I said that last time, this is the fullness of their sin.
神一直在那里忍耐，忍耐，他愿意人人得救，明白正道，他愿意人人悔改。
God has been forbearing with us, and he has been waiting and waiting because he desires all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth.
彼得后书第三章，彼得讲得非常，他不是单言，乃是宽容你们，他不愿一个人承认，愿人人都悔改。
And 2 Peter 3 says that the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, but long suffering, not willing that one should perish, but all be saved.
到了最后，神不能再忍耐，羔羊不能再忍耐了，
but when 不能再
包容，不能再宽容了。
To the very last time, when the Lamb, when God cannot be forbearing anymore, cannot tolerate anymore. And then we see sins go deeper and abound more, and the darkness becomes even greater. And time is up. This is the time when the sins of man have reached its fullness.
启示录第六章,
we see Revelation 6.
第六印揭开的时候,
when the sixth seal was opened,
地就大的震动,
there was a great earthquake.
我们看见太阳都变成黑的, 像毛布一样,
we see the sun became black as a sackcloth of hair.
这个月亮是满月。这个、像血一样的红
Although the moon was full, but it became like blood.
我们看见星辰都要坠落，像没有树的无花果树当无花果掉下来一样。星辰天上的星球。
And we see all the stars fell to the ground as the unripe fig trees being shaken by wind.
山林海岛都要卷起来。
Even the mountains and islands will be receded. And we see this is the wrath of the Lamb.
谁能够站立得住呢?
Who is able to stand?
谁能够站立得住呢?
Who is able to stand?
谁能够经历这样大的灾难呢?
Who is able to go through such a great tribulation?
主耶稣在马太福音二十四章说，你们一看见这些，你们要逃啊，你们要逃到从犹大的要逃到山上的。
The Lord Jesus says in Matthew 24, when you see all these things happening, flee, flee, those of you who are in Judea, flee to the mountains.
像是个 tsunami, 海啸来的时候，哪里逃？逃到最高的山顶上去。
Just like tsunami, when it hits, where would you be fleeing to? To the high place, to the mountains.
在屋顶上的不要下来。
He who is on the housetop, not come down.
在田里的不要回去拿衣服，蜂鸟必正逃啊。
And he who is in the field, not come back to get your clothing. Every minute counts. Flee for your life.
你们怀孕的，如孩子的，有祸了。
Woe to you who are pregnant and nursing babies.
因为跑不快。
Because you can run fast enough.
你们要祈求，不要遇到安息日，不要遇到冬天。
Pray that your flight might not be in winter or on Sabbath.
这个灾难是有人世以来没有这样的灾难，以后也不再有这样的灾难。若不是减少那个日子，凡有血气的，一个都不能得救。
The great tribulation is so great that as such as has never been since the world, and unless for the elect's sake it's shortened, otherwise no flesh would live.
若不是减少，没有一个受血气的能够承载的，能够存活的。
If the days are not shortened, none of the flesh will exist.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你可以想一想，日本现在那些灾难，同这个一比，真是小巫见大巫啊。
Brothers and sisters, think of the calamity in Japan and compare it to what is said in the Bible. It's really like a mole mountain compared to a really gigantic one.
我想这样的一个灾难不是个 wake up calling, 提醒我们呢、啊。
Isn't this a wake-up calling reminding us?
是一个警告。
It's a warning.
将来的灾难不得了。
And the calamity tribulation coming is something so tremendously great.
这个地震是没有这么大的。
And never would there be an earthquake such as the end times.
是没有这样厉害的，我们刚刚念的。
And just as the verse says, none would be as mighty.
十六章很清楚地给我们看见。
As Revelation 16 clearly shows us.
有一天一定要来的。
One day this will for sure come.
我看见世界日报有一段很短的文章，它的标题是什么？他说那个空前劫后的地震正在等候着我们吗？ 后面一个 question mark， 是不是真会有一个空前绝后的地震正在那里等着我们呢、啊、
I read a short article in the World Journal entitled Is This Unprecedented Andthat the earthquake which cannot be matched waiting for us?
这个 question mark 应该拿掉。
I believe that you should take away this question mark.
应该放一个逗号。
You should put a period.
写一个惊叹号。
Or exclamation mark.
一定会来到。
For sure, it will come.
神的话告诉我们的。
As God's word has told us.
天地会改变
Heavens and earth
天一划不会的改变 Heavens, 安定在前
The heaven and earth will pass away But God's word Not a tittle, not a stride a part will be changed It's enthroned in heaven
等到这个时间满足的时候
Until the fullness of the time
我们看启示录第十一章
Now let's read Revelation 11.
地球为天使吹号，天上有大声音说：“世界上的国称要我主我基督的国，他要作王，直到永永远远。”地球为天使吹号的时候
，Then the seventh angel sounded. When he sounded, the loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ."
我们看见十个人活活二十四位长老就伏在地上伏地敬拜他说昔在今在主神全能者我感谢你因为你就执政大权做王了
And then we see the four living creatures the 24 elders fell down on their faces and worship God and they say Oh Lord God the mightyThe one who is and who was, we give you thanks for you have reigned.
外邦发怒，神的震怒也到了。
The nations were enraged and your wrath came.
你审判死人活人的时候也到了。
The time came for the dead to be judged.
你的仆人，众先知，众使，众使徒，众圣徒，敬畏你的，连大。在小的奖赏的时候也到了。
And the time to reward your bond servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, the great and the small.
那败坏世界的人的那个时间也到了。
And the time came to destroy those who destroy the world.
接下来你看见什么
？And next, what do you see?
看见天上神的殿开了。
The temple of God was opened in heaven.
还看见什么?
What else do you see?
在他的圣殿殿中约柜显出来了。
The ark of his covenant in the holy temple appeared.
为什么这个约柜显出来了?
Why did this ark of covenant appear?
讲到审判讲到那个约柜为什么?
We speak of the judgment, then we speak of the ark of the covenant. Why?
我知道约柜里面有什么。
What is inside the Ark of Covenant?
最重要的两块八板。
The most important is the two stone of tablets.
十条诫命。
Ten commandments.
十条诫命是什么?
And what are they?
代表神的公义。神的公平。
They represent God's righteousness and His justice.
神的圣洁。
His holiness.
这是神对人最低的那个道德的那个标准。最低的最低的低的不能再低的那个十条诫命的那个标准。
And these Ten Commandments actually represent the lowest. It couldn't be possibly lower than this about man's moral standard.
我想神所以被 exalt, 所以被高举是因着他的公平。
And I believe the reason that God could be exalted is because of his justice.
万军耶和华应当的公平被升高。我记不起这些圣经哪里，一定有这些圣经。
I can fully recall this verse in the Bible, but I'm sure it is there. The Lord of hosts is highly exalted because of his justice.
他圣洁的神因着他的公义被尊为圣他所以被尊为圣圣洁的神因着他的公义
The holy God is hallowed because of his righteousness
亲爱的弟兄姊妹神就按着他的公义按着他的公平 来审判全地万民列国。
Beloved, the Lord will judge the whole world, the whole nations of people, according to His righteousness and His justice.
就是写在约柜里面的那个两块法牌。
And his righteousness and justice are represented by the two stone tablets in the Ark of His Covenant.
哪一个人没有违背那个十条诫命？这最低的那个标准。
This lowest standard, being given to man, but anyone among us, anybody hasn't violated this?
你违背一条，就是违背了众条。
If you transgress one, you transgress the whole.
世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀，这是神的荣耀，神的公义，神的圣洁法办。
All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and this is God's holiness, God's glory, God's righteousness, His stone tablet.
接下来是什么？
And what comes next?
我们就看见闪电、雷轰。
Then we see
地震、暴击、hailstorm.
We see flashes of lightning, peals of thunder, noises, and earthquake and hailstorm.
这就是主来的以前的那个最后的三年版的那个大的灾难。
Brothers and sisters, this is exactly the picture of the last 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation before the Lord returns again.
审判以后带来的复兴。
And there will be ushered in restoration after this judgment.
没有审判，我再说没有复兴。
Let me say it again, without judgment, no restoration.
审判是必定的，必须的，必要的。
And this judgment is necessary and it has to be there. It's mandatory.
这是第一件大事。
So this is the first great thing.
第二件大事就是以色列国。
And the second thing concerns the country of Israel.
这是神所看重的一个国家。
The Israel is a country God highly regards.
万军的耶和华曾经与他们的祖宗立过约的一个国家。
The country with their forefathers, the Lord of hosts once made a covenant with.
神不能违背他的约。
Therefore, God could never violate his own covenant.
他一定要复兴这个国家。
He had to revive this country.
你去看以西结书第37章，海国复活。
If you read Ezekiel 36, you will see all the bones live again.
我们看见整个骸骨都分散了，都枯干了。
There we see all the bones were scattered all over the places and dried out.
耶和华问以西结，这些骸骨还能复活吗？
And the Lord asked Ezekiel, will these bones live?
能够复活吗？
Can they live, be revived again?
还有可能能够复活吗？
Is it possible for them to live again?
我想人看来是绝对绝对绝对不可能。
In man's sight, this is definitely impossible.
一个死了的人可能他没死透，可能他不活，有可能。
If a dead person, should he not die fully yet, maybe he could be resuscitated.
一个骸骨已经枯干了，已经失散了。没有人抱着一个骸骨在那里说有希望他有一天能够复活的，没有这可能，没有这个可能。
And here we have bones scattered around, dried out to the core. It's impossible for a person to hold this bone and hoping that this bone will live again.
可能你抱着一个死人，你可能还有一点希望，还有那么一丝的希望，你可能。
Well, if you hold a dead person, maybe you still have that.Slim chance that this person will be revived again.
但是感谢神，我们看见。
But thank God, here we see.
这些骸骨怎么样的聚在一起。
How these bones were put together.
他们长筋、长肉、长皮。
With sinews put on, with a bone, with flesh put on.
聚在一起了。
And with.King covered, all the bones were put together.
感谢主，你看见1948年以色列国起来了。
So we give thanks to our Lord. You see, in 1948, the country of Israel was established.
在神不能，在人不能，在神万事都难。
With man, it's impossible. With God, nothing is impossible.
这是个大神迹。
This is a great,
亡国了2000多年的以色列国，竟然能够在联合国里面，那个旗帜又飘荡起来。
This is a great miracle. A country which was destroyed over 2,000 years ago, today it can raise its own flag in the United Nations.
但是这个复活还不是一个属灵的复活，一个完全的复活，不过是一个架构在那里，是一个政治上的。
However, this resurrection is not a spiritual full resurrection yet. It's political resurrection with all the framework of resurrection.
但是神应许有一天，他要站起来成为一个极大的军队。
However, God has promised that one day it will stand on its feet and become an extremely great army.
什么时候？
When?
有气息吹到那一个。
At the time when the breath entered into them.
什么时候?
When would that be?
弥赛亚第二次再来的时候。
When the Messiah comes the second time.
约珥书讲得非常清楚，他要将他的圣灵厚厚地浇灌他们。
As Joel says so clearly that God will pour out His Holy Spirit abundantly.
叫人恳求的灵，把那叫人恳求的灵浇灌下来，叫他们求告耶和华的名，求告主的名，求告弥赛亚的名，求告基督的名。这时候他们全家都要蒙拯救。那时候气息进到他里面，他们就站起来。
God will pour out the spirit of supplication upon them. This supplication, the spirit of supplication will make them to call on the name of God, the name of Messiah, the name of the Lord. This is when the breath comes into them.
他们悔改,
they repent.
转向神,
they return to God and the whole house is saved.
哎呀, 他们都在那里哀哭悔改。
And right there, there will be all mourning and repenting.
所以这是第二件大事，一定要成就，当主来的时候。
So this is the second thing which will be accomplished at the time of Lord's second coming.
第三件事。
The third thing.
那就是教会的被提。
Is the rapture of the church.
我想我讲了很多上一次。
And I believe I've touched upon this quite a bit last time.
死的都要复活，活着的都要改变。
Everyone who falls asleep will be revived, and who is alive will be changed.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？我们为什么要复活？为什么要改变？
Brother and sister, do you know why we need to be resurrected and be changed?
这是同第四件事有密切关系的。
And this is so closely related to the fourth matter.
第四件是什么事？
What is the fourth matter?
弥赛亚的国来到。
That the kingdom of the Messiah will come.
神的国降临了。
God's kingdom has arrived.
我们要进到神的国。
And we will enter into his kingdom.
保罗讲得非常清楚。
And Paul,
凡血肉之体不能承受神的国。
Paul says so explicitly that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
被朽坏的不能进到那不朽坏的。
The corruption cannot inherit the incorruption.
神的国是不朽坏的。
And God's kingdom is incorruptible.
你不改变。
Without being changed.
你怎么进去？
How could you possibly go in?
怎么来承受这个国度？
How do you inherit this kingdom?
所以你就看见我们的改变，我们的这个改变就是为着进神的国的。
So you see, the transformation of body is for the very purpose to enter the kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣对尼哥底母怎么讲的？人若不重生，不能进神的国；人若不从灵和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。进神的国一定要从灵生的，一定要重生，你们才能进神的国。
Brothers and sisters, how did our Lord Jesus say to Nicodemus, without being born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God, but without being born by the Spirit and water, you will not be able to enter it.
弟兄姊妹，有没有看见这个荣耀？
Brothers and sisters, do you see this glory?
我们再不要那样的没有出息，将来我见主面的时候，我就要在他天堂门外扫扫地就够了，够了。
Let's not be so self-abased that thinking of When he comes, I'll be content just to sweep the floor outside of the kingdom gate.
就要到天堂去扫扫地，我就满足了。
And I will be really satisfied. It's just for sweeping the floor in the kingdom.
不是的, 你要进神的国,
no, not so. You will enter the kingdom of God. This is glory. This is a great glory.
哎呀,
what else more glory greater than this?
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章他怎么讲? 你们晓得我怎样的 安慰你们，怎样的勉励你们，怎样的祝福你们，要叫你们心思那个对得起那造你们敬他的国得他荣耀的神，敬他的国得他荣耀的神，你们心思要对得起，配得过。
What did Paul say to the Thessalonian church in 1 Thessalonians? He said, as I exhorted, comforted, and charged you, as the Father does His children, so that you will walk worthy of the God who called you into His glory and kingdom. His glory and kingdom.
这样给你这样大的荣耀，极大无比的荣耀，你对得起吗？你配不配进到神的国？这是今天的问题。
This great glory, which far beyond any comparison, has given to you. Are you worthy, counted worthy to enter it?
哎呀，你看看保罗他最后殉道的时候。
See Paul at the very last time when he was about to be martyred.
在提摩太前书第四章，他这么讲这段话。
2 Timothy 4, what did he say?
他说我初次申书，没有一个人来帮助我们，帮助我。
When I appealed the first time, at my first defense, nobody came to stand before me.
没有弟兄姊妹愿意站在保罗的面前。
No brothers and sisters were willing to stand before Paul.
来帮助他，为他申诉的。
To give him aid to appeal for him.
保罗说,
and Paul said, may the Lord not charge them with this sin.
有主站在我的边上,
because the Lord stands by me and strengthens me.
够了,有主帮助我就够了。
It is enough as long as the Lord comes to help me, strengthen me. If you don't come to help me, I don't care. May the Lord not charge this thing to you.
有主帮助我，谁能够抵挡我们呢？按照希伯来书第十三章，有谁能够抵挡我？神是我的帮助，我可以放胆的说，神帮助我，我必不惧怕。谁能够来抵挡我们？
As long as the Lord helps us, who am I afraid of? As Hebrews 13 says, I'm not afraid as long as the Lord comes to my rescue. He will deliver me from the mouth of a lion and deliver me from every evil work.
Amen.
He will bring me safely into His kingdom. May the glory and dominion be unto Him. Amen.
弟兄姊妹, 这是我们最后的结局。
Brothers and sisters, this is our final end.
这是福音的奥秘。
And this is the mystery of the gospel.
启示录第十章, 在那里说, 也是讲到第七位天使吹号就有声音说, 神奥秘就成全了，正如神吩咐他的仆人众先知所传的那个福音。
Just as in Revelation 10, it says that in the days of the sounding of the seventh angel, when he's about to sound, the mystery of God would be finished, as he declared to his servants, the prophets, the good tidings.
神的国要降临，我们要进入神的国，得着哪一个荣耀？我们要掌权、做王、做祭司，侍奉我们的神。
The kingdom of God will come, we will enter it, and we will become king, priest, and to reign forever.
现在弟兄姊妹，神呼召我们。
Brothers and sisters, as the Lord calls us.
在启示录第五章，为什么？ 当要揭开书卷，展开七印的时候，竟然没有人配展开这个书卷，揭开这个七个印，天上、地上、地底下没有配的。
In Revelation 5, we see that when nobody in heaven and on earth is counted worthy to open the scroll.
约翰就哭了。
And John, when John saw this, he wept.
一个长老说不要哭。
And one of the elders said, do not weep.
看哪, 犹大支派的狮子, 大卫的根，他配揭开其影，配展开这个书卷。
And he says, Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah and of the root of David, he has prevailed and he is counted worthy to break the seals and to open the scroll.
为什么他他配?
Why is he is worthy?
因为他用自己的血从各族各方各国买了人来归给神，让他们做君王做祭司归给神啊，找他们来做什么？让他们做君王做祭司的。
Because he purchased for God with his blood men from every tribe, tongue, and nation and people, and to make them a kingdom to be priests of their father.
在地上掌权。
They will reign on earth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我在提醒，这是个长子的名分。
Let me remind you again, this is the firstborn right.
希伯来书第十二章讲到，教会就是众长子共聚的总会，因为基督是长子，我们也是长子，他是君王，他是祭司，他要承受万有的，我们也是君王，也是祭司，也是承受万有，同他一起 share 的，将来的国度是我们与父神那位独一的爱子和他的众子一起组成的那个千年的国度。
The kingdom is composed of God and His beloved Son, and we, us, as Hebrews 12 tells us that we are the general assembly and the church of the firstborn. And then, as Christ is the King, He is the priest. So are we. We are the King and we are the priest. We inherit His kingdom.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们看见第一个失去长子名分的就是流便。
Brother and sister, the very first person who lost his firstborn right is Simeon.
为什么
？Why？
他犯了淫乱。
Because he committed adultery.
他放纵他的情欲症，上了他父亲的床。
He committed fornication and he was rampant in his lust. He climbed up onto his father's bed.
弟兄姊妹，你知道长子的名分在以色列中间不得了的，这个长子名分。
Brother and sister, do you know that this is the firstborn right among the Israelites? This is a tremendously great thing.
他能做君王，他能做祭司，他要得到上分的产业。
He could become a king, a priest, and even receive a double portion of the inheritance.
可惜刘备丢失了。
It's quite a shame Simeon had lost.
因着他放纵他的情欲。
Because he indulged in his lust.
我们看见君王归给犹大支派，祭司归给利未支派，上分的归给约瑟的两个儿子玛拿西和以法莲。
So here we see the kingship was given to Judah, and the priesthood was given to Levi, and the double portion of the inheritance was given to the sons of Manasseh.
弟兄姊妹，今天亚当神造的第一个人亚当，他就是长子，你知道吗
？Brother and sister, do you know the very first being created by God, Adam? He is the firstborn.
他能够做君王，他能做祭司，他能够承受全地的。
So he could become a king, a priest, and he could inherit the whole earth.
这是神造人的那个目的啊。
And this is the very purpose for God to create man.
但是人犯了什么罪？
But what sin did man commit?
你说他们违背了神，背逆了神，吃了那一个分别善恶树的果子。
He rebelled against God, and he ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
所以他失去了他的名分。
Therefore, he lost his sonship.
什么叫分别善恶树的果子？
What is the tree of the knowledge of a good and evil?
什么叫吃了分别善恶树？这就是属灵的淫乱。
What is to eat of the the fruit of the tree of the good and the knowledge of good and evil? This is to commit spiritual harlotry.
人犯的第一个罪就是淫乱。
So man's first sin committed is harlotry.
刘备犯的淫乱是啥？属肉体的那个淫乱。我们人类第一个亚当犯的罪就是那个属灵的那个淫乱。
Simeon in his flesh committed this fleshly harlotry and fornication, and man in our spiritual harlotry committed this sin against God.
弟兄姊妹，哥林多后书第十一章讲什么？
Second Corinthians chapter 11, what does it say?
我所起的愤恨，神那样的愤恨，我本来是愿意把你们许配一个丈夫，当作贞洁的童女献给基督的。
I was jealous with God's jealousy. I have betrothed you to a husband as a chaste virgin.
但是呢,
but
你们的心偏邪,
your mind has been corrupted.
失去了那像基督所存纯洁清洁的心，就像蛇引诱了夏娃一样。
You have lost the simplicity and the purity of the devotion to Christ, just as the serpent deceived, tempted Eve.
所以吧，你看见吗？ 人类第一个罪就是什么？
So do you see it? Man's first sin is this sin of harlotry.
全体中人就失去了哪一个地位，哪个身份？
So brothers and sisters, men have lost that nobility and that status.
感谢主，福音的奥秘把我们又带回来了。We
thank the Lord that this mystery of the gospel has once again led us back to it.
哎呀，我们的主何等爱我们！How
our Lord loves us.
启示录第一章，我们看见那一位真实做见证的。 首先从死里复活的，世上君王的元帅，他就是这样一位。
In Revelation 1, we see the Lord is the one, the faithful witness, and the one who is the ruler over the kings of the earth, the firstborn from the dead.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
为我们舍己，用他的血使我们脱离了罪恶，叫我们做kingdom, 就是king和priest。
He loves us and gives himself to us that he would release our sins by his blood and to make us a kingdom and priest to the God of his Father.
弟兄姊妹，我们就进到神的国度，得到这个荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, this is how we enter into his kingdom and receive such glory.
君王就是来掌权管理的。
The king is come to reign and to control.
祭司就是彰显神的荣耀，彰显神的性情的。
A priest is to reveal God's attribute, his glory.
来服侍的，服侍人的。
To serve man.
我们得到了哪一个将来的世界，万有都是我们的。
We have received the age to come. All things are ours.
都是给我们来享受，本来这个全地建造就是给亚当来享受，给人类来享受的。
All is given to us for us to enjoy, just as when Adam was first created, the whole world is for his enjoyment.
弟兄姊妹，国度何等重要！
Oh, brothers and sisters, how important this kingdom is!
我上次从地方交通大概交通过《路加福音》22章最后那个晚餐，主耶稣有6次提到 table 筵席，4次提到国度。
So in six times in Luke 22, as I share with you, that the Lord mentioned about this table, 4 times he mentioned the kingdom. Table is for us to eat, to dine together with our Lord, to enjoy, to be glad together with him.
国度呢?
What about the kingdom? I don't see fit for me to repeat it again.
主耶稣在那一天对他们讲，我常在这幕中间，常与我同在的就是你们。我要把国给你们，正像父把国给我一样，我要把我的国度给你们。你们我在磨难的日子，因为你们常与我同在，与我一同受苦，一同背十字架，一同舍己。
The Lord Jesus said to his disciples that it is you who are always with me in the days of my trial. You suffer, you deny yourself, you take up the cross together with me. So I will give you the kingdom which the Father has given to me.
不但是主耶稣把他的国度给我们，其实父神从创世以来已经为我们要把这个国度也给我们的。
And not only did our Lord... Will our Lord give us the kingdom? But this kingdom is given to Jesus Christ from the very foundation of the world.
小，你们这些小群啊，不要害怕，父乐意将国赐给你们呢。
You little ones, do not be afraid. It is the Father's pleasure to give you this kingdom.
看看到最后审判，绵羊、山羊，我们都知道。 右边的那个义人就是绵羊，怎么对他们讲？你们可以来承受，你们可以来 And
at the last judgment, we see how God separates the sheep from the goats. And the Lord says to those who are on the right side, the righteous, saying that, come, you blessed of my Father, to enjoy the kingdom which is prepared for you before the foundation of the world.
巴不得我们不但有教会的意象，让我们有看见国度的意象。
Brothers and sisters, if we only that, not only do we see the vision of the church, but also see the vision of the glorious kingdom.
那个荣耀,
that very glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
beloved,
国度要来到,
the kingdom is soon to come.
我们这刚刚念的以弗所很清楚,
and in Ephesians,
just read, 到主他安排的日期满足的时候,
in the dispensation of the fullness of the time, all things will be gathered together in one, all things in Christ, which are in heaven and which are on earth.
Under one head, even Christ. 在一个头元首的底下归服一个元首，处在元首的那个权柄的底下，万有万有。
It is under one head, even Christ. Everything will be summed up under the authority of Jesus Christ. All things included.
所有的
everything.
天上地下所有的一切被造。
That which is in heaven, that which is on earth, every created being.
今天天上地下所有的都在那里被灭。
Today, that which is in heaven, that which is on earth, everything is rebelling.
只有教会。
Only the church.
教会是第一个开始。
The church is the very first one who
不在元首的底下。
Begins to submit herself under the headship.
我刚念的哥罗西书第一章，他在万有之先。 万有靠他而立，他为教会全体之首，他是原始，首先从死里复活，他应当在万事上居首位。教会中间就基督当居首位。
Just as in Colossians, it says that he is before all things; in him all things consist. He is the head of the church, the body, the first. He is the first, and in all things he should have a preeminence.
教会是一个开始。
The church is the beginning.
教会是一个桥梁，教会是一条路，一条公路。
It's a bridge. It's a highway.
从主耶稣第一次来，圣灵降临，教会产生；一直到主耶稣第二次来，国度降临，带进国度。
From the very first time Jesus Christ came and Holy Spirit came down, and all the way to the very day Jesus Christ comes the second time, ushering the kingdom.
教会是一条桥梁。
The church serves as a bridge.
首先伏在元首的底下。
First, committed herself under the authority of God.
我上次讲了为什么主还不来。
And last time I mentioned why the Lord delays not coming.
我想第一个原因,
the first reason
我管还没有满意,
is because the fullness of the sin had not reached yet. And the second reason is that the church hasn't subjected herself under this head.
连教会都在那里背逆我们的主，没有把它当作主来顺服，住在他的权。
Even the church
is
rebelling against the Christ, not redeeming him as a head. How could it be possible for the creation to subject itself under him?
教会这个桥梁已经毁掉了，公路已经毁掉了。
If the bridge
这个路已经不通了，怎么能够带进神的国？
If the bridge is the highway. Is damaged, the way is blocked. How could the church usher in God's kingdom?
我这时间已经不多，弟兄姊妹，我刚刚我们念了以赛亚书的第五章。
We just read Isaiah 5, and because of the restraint of time,
我为什么想起这段经文？
Why is it this passage came into my mind?
最近我不是最近了，就是去年十一月份。 这个生命记刊，那不知道弟兄姊妹有没有看《生命记刊》？这个比较这个刊物比较纯洁的一个刊物，他们是主要讲到基督并他定十字架，对不对？《生命记刊》。
There is this Christian Life Journal is considered relatively pure in a biblical sense. And in last November, I read this article about him, Jesus Christ and him crucified.
今天很多基督教的所谓基督教的刊物，没有一点属灵的分量在里头。
Today, many of the so-called Christian journals really doesn't have any substance to them.
不值得一看。
It's not even worth looking at them.
我想生命期刊还可以看看。
But I believe that this Christian Life Journal is still worthy of our reading.
特别是这篇文章。
Especially this particular article.
从其他所有的圣经连讲台也好，所有的刊物也好，你看不到这样的文章。
You would not see anything like this article in all the Christian journals or even in messages.
你今天讲台有没有听到人对着今天教会真实的情况的报道？没有。
Today,
很少很少很少，几乎人好像没看到，教会都很正常。
Today, seldom on the pulpit would you hear this kind of message telling the true condition of the churches. And it seems that they're all saying all the churches are normal.
真的没有看到吗?
Have they not really seen this?
那真是太可怕了。
It's so frightening.
教会现在造成这样的混乱，这样的软弱，这样的荒凉，竟然你看不到吗?
You haven't seen all the weaknesses, desolation, and all the chaos, and you chaotic things, and you haven't seen them.
你是 God's people, 你是神的百姓，竟然看不到神的那个所看重的这件事，你看看你还称得上什么叫神的百姓。
If you are God's people and you cannot discern those things which are highly regarded by God, how could you be called God's people?
我们刚看见以赛亚书说，除了葡萄园以外，我还有什么事情呢？没有什么事了。神除了为了教会基督以外，还有什么其他事？
In the vineyard song in Isaiah 5, we see that to God there is nothing else except Christ and His church.
我想我很快的很简单，其实这篇文章也很简短，只有一个 page 半，大概不到1500个字吧。
And very quickly, very briefly, I want to share this article with you. It only takes 1.5 pages, less than 1500 words.
名字叫篱笆篱笆。
The fence, that's the article.
我们中间弟兄姊妹有没有看过这篇文章？举举手。
Brothers and sisters here, any of you have seen this article, The Fence?
生命期刊。
From Christian's Life Journal. And the November edition.
你们都没有人看见。
None of you?
他就讲到篱笆。
It speaks of this.
为什么人要建造篱笆？要把这个篱笆拆掉。
Why is God has set up the hedge, the fence, and then takes it away again?
他是用的是诗篇第八十篇，我今天用的是以赛亚书第五章，更清楚，更明白。
He recites Psalm 80. That's even more explicit. I used Isaiah chapter 5.
诗篇第八十篇就讲到那个葡萄园，神怎么栽种了一个葡萄园，把以色列百姓从埃及带出来，然后呢，神就精心细意的来建造这个葡萄园，希望能够得到一个好的葡萄。
How God planted this vineyard and led Israelites out of Egypt, and with all His heart, with all His efforts, He's trying to build a wonderful vineyard.
但是结果呢？
And hoping for the good grapes, and what happened?
没有好的葡萄。
None of the good grapes came out.
都是野葡萄。
They all became wild grapes.
所以神就把篱笆拆掉，本来把篱笆建造起来保护他们的，来保护他们，围绕他们的，眷顾他们的。
Therefore, God took away all the hedges which was built to surround them to protect them.
现在把篱笆拆掉。
Now God took away all the hedges.
让所有野猪也好，人也好，进到这个葡萄园来，把他们践踏、践踏，糟蹋的不像样了。
And God would allow whether men or boars to come into this vineyard to trample it, to ruin it to a place to such an extent you cannot even recognize it.
为什么
？Why？
他就用这一段。来提醒今天的教会。
And the author used this passage to remind today's churches.
警戒今天的教会,
to warn today's
他有句话说, churches.
He mentioned that some, he only used the word some churches have fallen into this condition.
教会是一个葡萄园, 应当结好的葡萄果子出来的, 但是没有。
The church is supposed to be a good vineyard and bring out this good grapes, but no, the church nowadays is filled with all kinds, various kinds of iniquity. And he mentioned six sins. And these are the reasons why God takes away the fence. And he applied the first few chapters in Isaiah to his theme.
一个是悖逆,
one is rebellion. Today the church had rebelled against God, discarding all the narrow gate, Jesus Christ and Him crucified, taking up the cross. Today the church has departed from God. From the very fundamental truth has lost.
今天的基督教的信仰就像什么？就像人今天称的这个大人呐，这个游人呐，这个几万吨的游人呐，还有好舒服啊，在哪里有吃有喝有睡有享受有娱乐有消遣，样样都有啊！这是今天我们知道，这些很多游人什么十天游啊，几天游的。
He said that today's church is very much like one riding in such a tens of thousand tons of a cruise, and there you have the all kinds of enjoyments, and you're having a good time in that cruise.
你们有没有去过?
Have you ever been on a cruise?
有没有享受过?
Have you ever been enjoying yourself in it?
哎呀，能够满足人的欲望。今天的基督教是来满足人的欲望，满足人的需求，满足人各种的私欲。
As though today's Christianity is simply to satisfy everybody's desires, lust, and own needs.
充满着今天的他讲的什么，这个成功神学啊，发财程序啊，我再要加上今天的发财福音啊，这个成功的福音啊，今天教会所宣扬的就是这些，对不对？
What the church the churches proclaim today is simply the success, the fortune, theology, or gospel.
他的这个船往哪个方向走呢？他是背向着哥哥他往走往金海岸，在哪里？Where
does the ship head to? Is far from Calvary, but heading toward the Golden Coastline.
弟兄姊妹，这是第一个悖逆。
Brothers and sisters, this is the first thing of the church's rebellion. Well, my time is up. I'll just quickly mention it. The second is worshiping idols. The third is the church is filled with the Eastern ways, like the soothsayers of the Philippians, and then they are delighted to shake hands to make bargains with foreigners.
这些东西充满在教会的那些理论的里面。
Today in the church, it is filled with the traditions, the religious traditions, the philosophies, all kinds of human reasoning, culture,
政治,
politics.
都混杂在这个信仰的里面。
Everything is mixed up in this Christian faith.
这是东方的风俗习惯。
This is so-called Eastern ways.
还有呢,
and
这是第二、第三、第四就是
the fourth
那一个,
is
那个中心的城啊, 已经变成妓女了。
That the faithful city has become a harlot.
那就是刚刚讲的淫乱。
And that's what I just talked about, the harlotry.
什么都进到教会。
Everything creeps into the church.
第五呢，酒里面掺着水，酒里面掺着这个水，这个酒就淡掉了。
The wine is mixed with water so that the wine becomes bland.
他讲了一点不错，今天所很多的真理都掺着水在里头了，把它稀释掉了。
Is exactly right because so many of the truth is diluted and it's not true anymore.
为了要适合人的口味。
In order to fit man's taste.
让人听起来很好听。
So it's good to hear.
很容易接受。
Easy to accept.
哎呀，这是今天基督教讲台的光景。
And this is the prevalent conditions on the Christian pulpit.
所以今天人不敢讲教会的不对的地方。
So today men would dare not speak of all the wrongs of the church.
也不敢讲神儿女的那种反常的现象。
Dare not talk about abnormal conditions of God's people.
那是古灵淫乱的那种现象。
All those spiritual harlotry among God's men.
他最后讲了一点。
And the last point he mentioned.
分辨不清，不能判断这个善和恶，判断光明和黑暗，判断甜和苦。
That is, they lost the ability to make a judgment, between the light and the dark, between the good and evil, and between the sweet and bitter.
分不清什么叫属灵的，什么叫属世的，什么叫属天的，什么叫属地的，什么叫圣洁的，什么是不圣洁的，什么是圣的，什么是俗的。今天教会分不清。
They cannot discern the spiritual from the common, the worldly from the spiritual.
我要加上一点。
And I want to
最重要的一点他没有提。
Add one more point, which is the most important he did not mention.
第七点。
The seventh point.
最重要。
The most crucial one.
也可以所有这些祸六个祸，你看看以赛亚书。第五章那里提到六个祸，五。
In Isaiah chapter 5, read it, you will see six woes.
祸灾，祸灾，祸灾。
Woe, woe, woe.
为什么有这么多的祸？
Why is there so many woes?
就是第七点是最重要的。
And the seventh woe is the most crucial.
你这边继续看以赛亚是第五章二十四节，25节当中。
Isaiah 5:24 or 25, you yourself go read it.
他们离弃了万军耶和华的训诲，这个藐视了以色列圣者的言语。
5:24, because they have rejected the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel.
没有神的话来判断，你怎么能够来分别？他们心窍邪灵不通达。对着仁义的道理不熟练，像小孩一样只能吃奶，这是今天普遍教会的光景，怎么来分辨，怎么不背逆神？
Without this discernment, this ability to make a judgment, because they are unskilled in righteousness, they are just like babies, and their senses have not beenExercise to discern good from evil. How could they not be rebellious?
所以以赛亚说，所以神向他们发怒，神伸手攻击他们。
Therefore, in Isaiah, God was furious against Israelites, and He stretched out His hand to attack them.
因为这是最伤神的心的，不藐视、轻看、离弃他的话。
The very thing.That they rejected, they despised God's teaching and word is the most displeasing thing to God, hurting His heart most.
弟兄姊妹，这种光景神怎么来？
Brothers and sisters, in this kind of condition, how could God come?
教会在这样一个悖逆的光景里面，主怎么能够来？怎么叫万有能够伏在元首的底下？
A church falling in this kind of condition, how could Christ come so that all things will be subjected to the head?
我想我在 前一段时间给弟兄们交通刚预备迎接耶稣的再来，我想我就讲了很多了，我就不在这里停止了。
In the previous time, I have shared so much with you regarding preparing yourself to welcome His second coming, so I would spare you on this.
让我们能够悔改，跪到神的跟前。
But let's all repent and turn to Him.
我们等候
Wait for our Lord's coming, and this is our only hope.
Let's
prepare ourselves to hasten His coming. Your head bowed, let's pray.
父神，我们感谢你给我们这样的恩典、荣耀、珍贵。
Father God, we thank you for you giving us such glory and honor and nobility.
我们是什么人
？What are we？
我们都是火堆中的柴。
We are stubbles in the fire.
是你把我们抽了出来。
It is you who have plucked us out of the fire brand.
感谢主，把我们放在这块稳固坚定的。
Lord, we thank you. You have placed us on this steadfast and solid rock of salvation. So that our footsteps are set.
主啊，求你继续保守你的教会，洁净你的教会，复兴你的教会。
Lord, continue to cleanse, to revive, to save your church.
主，救我们脱离狮子的口。
Deliver us from the mouth of the lion.
救我们脱离咒般的凶恶。
Deliver us from every evil work.
主啊，救我们进入你的国度。
And bring us safely into your kingdom.
愿荣耀全能都归给你，从今时一直到永远。
To you be glory and dominion from this time forward and forever.
让你在教会和主耶稣基督里面得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。
So that you will be glorified in the church through Jesus Christ forever and ever.
让你的旨意早日的成就在我们中间。
So that your will be soon done in us.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
May your name be hallowed.
愿你的国早日的降临。
Your kingdom come.
原来国度荣耀权柄都是你的，直到永远。阿门。
For glory kingdom is yours forever and ever.
我们这样祷告是奉着你儿子的名。
We pray in your son's name.
阿门。
Amen.